Welcome to today's program. We all have our opinions that have been formed on the basis of our experience. These opinions are helpful to us because they give us a possibility of orienting ourselves, but at the same time, they're also a prison of ours. We always only have our point of view, even though logically thousands of ways of seeing or interpreting something exists. Some years ago, I lived through an unpleasant situation, whereby my opinion was an obstacle. It was possible for me to recognize that the emotions connected to my opinion were preventing me to reach a more complete and vaster point of view. But I was unable to ignore my opinion. This was very painful for me, and it also lasted quite a long time. Then one day, I had a new doubt. Considering that the opinion of Mr. Rossi, Mr. Müller, and Mr. Whoever are indifferent to me, there is basically no reason why the opinion of Mr. Altepost, that's me, should receive all this attention, all my exclusive interest. This new doubt gives me the possibility of maintaining my opinion, but since it was not getting all my undivided attention, I reconquered my freedom. I feel free once again. What I want to say with this is that even if on one hand it is important to have an opinion, on the other hand it is important not to give it too much attention. With all my heart, I wish you to recognize the beauty, greatness and strength of your inner nature. I wish your feelings, thoughts and actions to be on the same wavelength as your fundamental goodness. I wish you to have complete confidence in your fundamental goodness. I wish you lots of love and that you may learn to fill your own being with joy. I wish you to be happy with no particular reason. Now we will sing together. After the chant, we will meditate together. During meditation, keep your attention open and vast and remain in silent alertness in the presence of God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.